Press CV headlines, Russia warns European countries of deploying tactical missiles in its Kaliningrad exclave in case of direct threats from the continent. Five NATO member countries are set to call on the United States to remove its nuclear weapons from Europe. And the UK says it had no prior knowledge of plans by Israeli agents to use fake British passports in the murder of a top Hamas official in Dubai.
It is 2300 GMT and 2:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us. Well, Russia warns that it may deploy Iskander missiles in its exclave on the Baltic Sea if new threats emerge in Europe. Russian Defense Minister Anatoly Serdyukov made the comment after Bulgaria and Romania said they were in talks with the United States on hosting elements of its missile system on their soil. The planned deployment of U.S. interceptor missiles into the Black Sea region has triggered fierce criticism from Moscow. This after Washington scrapped earlier plans for a radar and interceptor missiles in the Czech Republic and Poland. Russia vehemently opposes those plans as well, considering them a threat to its national security.
Five NATO member states want the United States to remove all its nuclear weapons from Europe. A spokesman for the Belgian Prime Minister Yves Leterme says Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, Luxembourg and Norway are set to make their request in the coming weeks. Former NATO Secretary General Willy Claes has also called for the withdrawal of U.S. nukes from Europe. Germany, Belgium and Netherlands are believed to hold some of the roughly 200 U.S. tactical nuclear weapons. The United States deployed thousands of such weapons to Europe during the Cold War.
Russia has rebuffed Israel over tougher sanctions against Iran. Russia's foreign ministry has announced that Moscow is against imposing crippling sanctions on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked Russia to help slap biting sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Meanwhile, Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow intends to fulfill a contract to supply Iran with S-300 air defense system. Israel and the United States have repeatedly asked Russia to scrap the deal. Ryabkov has cautioned against politicizing Russia's arms exports to Iran.
Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has rejected allegations that Tehran is developing nuclear weapons. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei described the accusations raised by some Western states as baseless and said Iranians have no use for nuclear weapons. He said nuclear weapons are against Iran's religious principles. Ayatollah Khamenei also warned neighboring countries about enemies' plots to foment discord in the region and said foreigners are the source of insecurity in the Persian Gulf. The United States and its allies claim Iran is seeking atomic bombs under the guise of its nuclear program. Tehran, a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, rejects the allegations and says it requires the nuclear technology to meet its energy demands.
The Iranian Navy has taken charge of its first indigenously designed and developed destroyer. The warship was unveiled by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in the presence of Navy officials. Press TV's correspondent was there to send us the details.
Iran has domestically produced its first frigate. The battleship has many capabilities.
The battleship has many capabilities. It is able to stay in the sea for a long duration, good speed, high maneuver capability, having surface, under the surface and aerial weapons, electronic warfare, anti-electronic warfare, radar systems, different communication systems and ability to carry a helicopter are the special properties of Jamaran frigate.
The ship has been designed and constructed by Iranian engineers.
Cooperation of various countries is needed for constructing a battleship. For example, we have kind of a battleship that has been constructed by seven countries simultaneously. The United States, France, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Switzerland and some other countries. But taking in mind the sanctions, this new one has been constructed solely by Iranians.
Iran has made great leaps in new fields such as nanotechnology, nuclear energy, cloning and space technology. And all these achievements have been made when Iran has been under sanctions.
We are the first country in the Persian Gulf that has successfully constructed a battleship.
Construction of Jamaran battleship proves that Iran has the knowledge and can construct various weapons in this class.
Construction of Jamaran battleship by Iranian engineers was a dream that has been realized today. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Bandar Abbas.
Well, in other news, Britain denies it knew in advance that fake British passports would be used by the murderers of a Hamas official in Dubai. The British Foreign Office said it received details of the British passports a few hours before a press conference by Dubai police on the murder of Mahmoud Al-Mabhouh. This as Dubai police are reportedly investigating credit card accounts used to purchase plane tickets that brought the assassins of Al-Mabhouh to the UAE. The police chief says investigations show with 99% certainty that Mossad is behind the assassination. He also wants the head of Mossad arrested if the agency is proven to have been behind his murder. Interpol has issued arrest warrants for 11 people allegedly involved in the killing.
Two NATO soldiers have been killed in gun battles in two separate incidents in Afghanistan. According to the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, one of the soldiers was killed during Operation Mushtarak. The other was killed elsewhere in southern Afghanistan. The identities of the soldiers have not been released. Six NATO soldiers were killed in Afghanistan Thursday. 12 soldiers have been killed in Operation Mushtarak so far. The assault is aimed at taking control of an area of Helmand province called Macha from the Taliban. It is now entering its second week.
Remaining with that story, more people are fleeing the town of Marja, where thousands of U.S.-led forces are carrying out a major operation against the Taliban. Most of those displaced have rushed to the neighboring city of Lashkargah. The operation is said to have displaced thousands of people in the region. Meanwhile, recent reports that the operation might take more than a month have worried the displaced.
There was fighting going on in Marja. Helicopters and planes were bombing our village. All our crops were destroyed. The government is saying that the operation is going to take 3 months. If this operation continues for 2 more months, people will not be able to go to their villages and our crops will be destroyed.
Well, earlier in the day, British Major General Nick Carter warned it could take weeks before the Taliban stronghold in southern Afghanistan comes under foreign control. Reports say the 15,000 U.S., NATO and Afghan troops taking part in the operation are facing stiff resistance. They are battling to clear the Helmand province of the Taliban. The militants have controlled the area alongside drug lords for years. Afghan commanders and NATO are trying to reach the poppy plantations in the region.
Russia says it is weighing a NATO request to send weapons and military technology to Afghanistan. The Russian defense minister, however, has ruled out Russian troops' involvement in the battle. He reiterated a senior security official remarks who said Moscow would not send its contingent to help international forces combat the Taliban. Anatoly Sedyukov added that his country has already provided a transit route through its territory for coalition forces. The Soviet Union lost nearly 15,000 military personnel during the 1979 to 1989 campaign in Afghanistan.
Well, UNESCO has held a conference in Beirut to show support for the resistance when it comes to defending Lebanon against any Israeli threats or occupation. Serena Shim has the details from Beirut.
UNESCO office in Beirut was the venue of a conference held in support of Lebanon's resistance movement. Present at the event were former Lebanese Prime Minister Salim al-Hus and a representative for General Michel Aoun, head of the Free Patriotic Movement and Hezbollah's Christian ally, along with many scholars from other countries.
The Islamic resistance in Lebanon had an open war in 2006 and it lasted for 33 days. The resistance stayed strong during this time and prevented Israel from achieving its goals. Israel not only targeted Hezbollah, it also targeted Lebanese citizens as well.
This conference comes days after Lebanese Prime Minister warned of escalating Israeli war threats and vowed Lebanon would support Hezbollah in any fight. The participants hailed the role of resistance in the face of Israeli continued violations of Lebanese sovereignty and occupation of some of its land. Resistance movements such as Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Palestinian Hamas have achieved significant popularity for their struggle against Israel.
To respect the resistance, we have to put certain certain relations of cooperation between the state and the resistance. This is agreed upon by all parties in Lebanon.
Many in Lebanon believe that the state has no other choice but to respect the resistance, as the country's sovereignty is breached almost on a daily basis by Israeli overflights. Of late, Lebanese politicians have expressed their support for the resistance, which is now considered an integral part of the country's political landscape.
And for sure, Israel is one of the enemies of Lebanon so far. But the main cause for this, the event here, is to include the reforms of Lebanon, reforms and resisting Lebanon. Resisting the enemies of Lebanon. Reforms of the state of Lebanon in order for us as Lebanese and as a government to be ready in case we were attacked by any enemy of Lebanon.
One of the main issues of reform being discussed right now is abolishment of political sectarianism inside Lebanon. The purpose of this conference here in UNESCO in Beirut is to show the importance of the resistance when it comes to fighting the Israeli occupation. Lebanon is even trying to place reforms inside the country to try to make the internal situation better in order to be strong against any Israeli threat. Serena Shim, Press TV, Beirut.
Thousands of Palestinians and international activists have gathered to mark 5 years of weekly protest against Israel's separation barrier. Israeli forces are using tear gas and water cannons to disperse the protesters. Every Friday, crowds gather near the West Bank village of Bil'in to protest the construction of a concrete wall snaking through Palestinian land. The protest started 5 years ago when the wall sliced through Bil'in, separating the villagers from their agricultural lands. The route was chosen to accommodate an Israeli settlement being built nearby. In 2004, the International Criminal Court said the wall was illegal under international law. But despite the ruling, construction continues.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Russia warns European countries of deploying tactical missiles in its Kaliningrad exclave in case of direct threats from the continent. 5 NATO member countries are set to call on the United States to remove its nuclear weapons from Europe. And the United Kingdom says it had no prior knowledge of plans by Israeli agents to use fake British passports in the murder of a top Hamas official in Dubai.